بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we spoke of certain teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the season of fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to enjoy at different times during the year. And because the new fruit season has begun, it's important for us to apprise ourselves with regards to the etiquettes and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to receiving the new fruit of season. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favorite fruit? Sahaba explained, kana ahabbul fawakih ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-tamar wal-bittikh. There are two fruits that were most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why is it important for us to know what was the most beloved color to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the most beloved fruit to him? What was the most beloved dish to him? Because one of the signs of true love is that you love what is beloved to your beloved. That's one of the true signs of love, that you love what your beloved loves. You love the thing not because you love it personally, but because your beloved loves it, so you love it as well. That's one of the signs of love. And on this topic, Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that once a tailor in Madinatul Munawwara, he prepared a dish for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and invited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home. He says this dish had in it pieces of meat and pieces of pumpkin. There was some pumpkin in this dish as well. And he says, I noticed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was searching for and looking for the pieces of pumpkin when he was dishing out. He says, I wasn't a fan of pumpkin, and it wasn't one of my favorite dishes. But since that day, it became my favorite dish. Why? Because I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it. So that's the sign of love. To love what is beloved to your beloved. So Sahaba explained, the most beloved fruit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, was two. One is dates, as we all know. And the second one is one that we enjoy during this season of fruits, and that is watermelon. They said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana ahabbul fawakih ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-tamar, dates, wal-bittikh, and watermelon. So when you also eat that watermelon during this season of watermelon, eat it with this intention that I'm eating it because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it. So one is you enjoying the fruit, on top of that you are getting reward for loving what was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the understanding.